time now for Ryan Foley's segment, Keep It Local. And Ryan, you have a guest here.
I sure do. We have Natalie Barnes here with us today from Indoor Fins, which I just love that name, Aquatic Pets. How are you doing, Natalie? Good. We're so glad to have you here. I'm excited to hear about your new venture because you just took over this business not too long ago, correct?
Yeah, just around Christmas time.
All right. How are things going so far?
I think they're going really well. I'm starting to learn who the regulars are and get the shop the way I want it, although that'll be a continuous process.
Of course. Yeah.
But yeah, it's good.
Nice. So before we launch into the business and what's going on, I would love to hear a little bit more about you and kind of what led you to wanting to take over the aquatic pet store.
Yeah, it was not planned, really.
Yeah, right.
I was a biologist before and okay. was working in science communication, like making videos, explaining research.
All right.
And my mother was still a customer down here at the shop, and she told me it was for sale. And I was a little frustrated not being my own boss, and I loved fish, and I grew up going to the store.
So. Nice. So you're like, you know what? Now's my time.
Yeah.
Strike out on your own, start a new path. I love that. I always feel like some of the best decisions in life are ones that just kind of sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we did take a few months to make the decision, but it then, we weren't seeking it out at
sure.
the time, so...
Yeah, because the aquatic pet store, they've been in business for quite a while, haven't they?
Over 30 years, I think 35. It
wow.
used to be over on 3 when it belonged to the first owner, Liz.
Okay.
And I was a small child going with my mother to that store.
All right. I love that you have that personal connection, too. I feel like it helps with the, like, you're already very committed, of course, but, like, to just have that, hey, I loved it, and now I want people to continue to love it into the next generation. That's really cool.
Yeah, Liz was a kind of a core childhood memory for me, and I kind of want to be that for some other people now.
Yeah, very cool. So let's talk about the business, because when I first moved to Northfield and I saw the aquatic pet store, I was like, wow, one, to see a pet store these days, I feel like is pretty rare of any type, you know, no matter what kind of animals you're selling. But then to see an aquatic pet specific store, I thought, now that's something I don't think I've ever come across before. So my first question is, are people who generally come in for fish because they have these fish as pets, are they kind of like dog people where like they can be very focused? Like they love their fish. They love to really take care of them, make sure they have all the right things for them. Because I know, myself included, dog people, we can get a little obsessive.
It really varies.
Yeah.
So there's people who are like me who go kind of all out and probably have 10 tanks, and we call it multi-tank syndrome.
Okay.
Once you get going, you just keep setting up new tanks. And then I get a lot of beginners.
Yeah.
I get people that walk in and they're like, I kind of want a fish. What do I need?
Right.
And I'm still working on my answer to that question because it's like, do we have an hour?
Yeah. Not something you can just say, oh, yeah, in 2 minutes or less, like, here's
yeah.
all everything you need to know.
I think I've gotten a few people off to at least a good start, but it can be a really deep hobby. And, like, I also love dogs. And, yeah, there's so much you can learn if you want to dig into it. Or you can just kind of figure out, this is what I need. This is how I can keep my tank running. And I don't need to study the rest. And I can just enjoy my fish.
Yeah. So. Wow, very cool. So you work with all types of customers, no matter where they are in their fish journey.
Yeah.
Okay, aquatic pets journey. We'll expand it.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at your website. In addition to fish, you also have reptilians and amphibians, like other types of pets, or is it mainly just fish?
We have the supplies for like herps, which would be reptiles and amphibians.
Gotcha.
Because it's kind of hard to get some of their supplies, especially
yeah.
down here. You can either have it mailed in or like, let's see, there's probably a Petco or PetSmart in Faribault. And then
okay.
you head up to the cities. So making sure we have like crickets and heat lamps and the dishes that they need for their water.
Sure.
I'd like to add more supplies for what are called bioactive vivariums in the future. And that's where you have plants in the terrarium with your reptile.
Okay.
I think that's where it kind of overlaps with the part of the hobby I like for fish keeping, which is planted tanks.
Okay.
We don't have that stuff yet. But yeah, fish are our main focus. We just want to be useful to the community.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Because, I mean, really, you're right. It's hard to find some place right here in town. You would actually have to go a little south or a little north somewhere else to find a lot of the things you'd normally need. So with fish specifically, do you have, like, what kinds of fish do you have?
I have a lot of tetras.
Okay.
I'm trying to specialize in nano fish, so small fish and planted tank friendly fish, and then keeping just enough variety for some other folks. So we've had some African cichlids, which are kind of a large, colorful, semi-aggressive fish.
Okay.
I do have like some silver dollars in right now, which would eat plants, but they're really cute. They steal the algae wafers and swim around with them like dogs with a treat in their mouth. Anyway, we've got some aquatic frogs right now, which are pretty popular.
Okay.
They don't need land, so they can just be in the fish tank, and they just swim up to get air, and they're very cute. They like to sit with their legs just splayed out.
Yeah.
A lot of tetras, a lot of betas.
Okay. And if there's a... Oh, yes, Rich has a question.
I'm curious. Like, you've got multiple tanks, right? Is that because there are certain fish that you can keep together and certain fish that would like not do well together in a tank? How does that work?
Yeah. Not all fish are compatible with one another. Some need different temperatures, different water conditions, although the store is mostly all the same water. But also it's a way to control disease. If somebody comes in that's sick, I only have one tank I need to treat. We dip the nets in medication in between tanks and try not to spread any illness. I'm not able to quarantine before I sell fish, and I tell people that. So it's disease control, temperament, because like some fish, basically if it'll fit in their mouth, they'll eat it. Mm-hmm. So also size differences, and like betas can't be with each other, but they can be with other fish. Some fish nip at fins, so they couldn't be with a beta because they'd chew up its tail. Stuff like that.
I never thought about disease in fish. I mean, obviously it's more common than I would have assumed.
Yeah, and especially when you're getting fish from outside, there's always a risk. And then whenever they change environments, they're stressed, their immune system's a little suppressed, they have a slime coat that's important to protect them, and that gets disrupted. So what I see the most is probably a parasitic disease called ick. It's pretty easy to treat.
It's really called ick?
Yeah, well, it's like ichthyosis, so it's I-C-H, but yeah.
Ick sounds perfect, though, for a disease.
Yeah. And so they get little white spots, and there's a couple medications, or for fish that can tolerate it, a little bit of aquarium salt can usually take care of it in a few days to a week. Mm-hmm. But only having to treat 20 gallons instead of... I think I have 80-plus tanks in the store.
Wow.
That would get expensive fast, and I could lose a lot of fish if I didn't get it fast enough.
Right.
Yeah. So if someone were looking for a specific type of fish that you don't carry on hand, could you help them to locate that fish, order those fish for them?
I have some ability to order fish. I could like see if my wholesaler has them. Otherwise, I was a hobbyist first, and I have told people, like, oh, this is an online site that I've bought fish from before. They're legitimate. The fish I got were healthy. And I'm not afraid to tell people, if I don't have it, this is where you can go.
Sure. There you go. I always think that's a good approach for any business owner. You know, no matter what you're selling, it's like, hey, I can't help you out, but this person could. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's awesome.
And I know a few of the other businesses up in the Twin Cities, if they still wanted to go in person, a lot of them have different specialties than I do. We have a couple saltwater tanks, but there's at least two businesses I can think of that have way more focus on saltwater. Mm. I think it's Wet World in Eagan, and there's New Wave, which is much farther north in the cities. That's all saltwater. And so it's like, I have some stuff, but if you really want to go shop saltwater, probably go there.
Yeah. And we were talking a little bit off air here before the segment about how fish can have personalities, just like cats or dogs or any other types of pets. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Especially having so many tanks now, different ones are either more interested in what you're doing or beg in different ways. So guppies are little puppy dogs. Goldfish, mm-hmm. too. They like to be up at the front of the tank, just wiggling at you, trying to get your attention so that you will feed them. Angelfish are also that way a little bit and kind of sassy. So my eight mm-hmm. angelfish back at home will be lined up like these little dinner plates and wiggle at us and then bicker amongst each other waiting for their food. And angelfish, for people that don't know, are sort of shaped like when you look at them from the side, it's this, you know, palm-sized fish. Mm-hmm. And then when they rotate, it's about as wide as a pencil. Mm. So they look very silly. And we giggle at them a lot. Whereas other fish might be more reserved or a little more afraid of you. I keep some fish at home that I have to sit down in front of the tank and wait for them to come out or wait till you see movement to figure out where they are. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy that. Other people like busy fish. Actually, well, I like both. And yeah, the different betas all have different personalities. We have one in the shop right now that he likes to pose. He'll pick a leaf and then he'll kind of sit down and fan out all his whole tail, all of his fins, and then he just sits there posing, waiting for you to notice, I guess. Whereas other ones are just inquisitive and kind of want to see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Lots of wiggling to beg. So much just wiggling up at the glass. The puffer fish also demands food on a regular basis, even when he's just been fed. But no, they're really fun. They can be more interactive, I think, than people realize.
Yeah.
I think some of them can recognize specific individuals. Like, they know I'm the food lady who's most likely to give them food. Mm-hmm. So they're more excited to see me. And yeah, no, they're a lot of fun.
That's great. That's so neat. I never thought about that. But I was also checking out your social media, your Facebook page, and I loved the pictures of the different fish and just what they're up to and some of the cool videos you posted. It's really cool. So to wrap this all up, in addition to Facebook, do you have an Instagram account or is it just Facebook?
I do have Instagram. Okay. In fact, a lot of it right now is I have it cross-post from Instagram directly to Facebook.
Okay, great.
And eventually we will have a YouTube. We made it. I just have not had time to edit any videos.
Yeah.
My previous work was making videos, so I know how.
Yeah.
There's just two of us, and my co-owner, Jeremy, also has a full-time job. So
gotcha.
We don't have any employees, so if we're busy, please be patient with us. 'Cause, it's a two-person show.
Nice.
One and a half.
All right. Yeah. So you're busy. You got a lot going on. And what are your hours for the store?
So we've just updated them from what they were before. They are now Tuesday through Friday. It's noon to 6.
Okay.
And then Saturday, it is 10 to 6.
Gotcha.
So always closing at 6, so it's easy to remember.
And folks can also find you on EndorphinsAquatics.com. So
yep.
They got some more info there as well. And any parting words you wanted to pass along about the business or just what you're looking forward to in the future?
Well, we did get all of our betas out of cups as of this weekend.
All right. We
still want to have beta fish and we want people to enjoy them and see them in real fish tanks.
Nice.
But we'll keep changing, keep growing, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. So stay tuned. Much, much more to come. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate you being on the show with us and sharing more about your store.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. And I think that about wraps it up for us today.
It does at 9 o'clock exactly.
There you go.
Time for Minnesota News Network, and then Matt Hillman will be along with Doing Good Things for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.